mindful moments start with us. Life is made up of mindful moments, and we're all on our own unique journey full of them. Even though all of our mindful moments are diverse, there are universal themes: love, happiness, fulfillment, and connection. When we come together to share our experiences and lessons learned, we feel validated, like there are other people out there that feel the same way we do. And my favorite thing to do as a manifesting coach is bring groups of people together to feel supported, connected, and accepted unconditionally. Our group coaching sessions are intended to do just that and so much more. And the next one is coming up on April 20th, 2024, and you are invited. It will be absolutely amazing to get us all together on a group coaching call, Reiki infused, of course, with the intention of clearing major manifesting blocks and whatever other healing your soul needs at that moment. I truly feel we could all benefit and learn from each other if we get together in a safe, open space. And that's exactly what this is. You get all the benefits of a full private session that include tarot, coaching, and Reiki, plus the camaraderie that comes with being in the presence of other mystics who are in the same boat as you. Come and get the manifesting help you need now and make magical connections along the way. Go to spirituallyinspired.co/group to join us on April 20th. Spots are limited, so don't wait to sign up if you're feeling called to be part of this group this time around. I cannot wait to see you there. You're tuning in to the Mindful Moments Challenge. Cultivate self-awareness in 15 days. Be sure to post your journey in our free Facebook group using hashtag mindfulmoments so we can support each other. Link in the show notes. Now, let's have some mindful moments together. Day 13, joy and desire. You might initially think of joy and desire as being distractions when you're trying to cultivate more mindful moments. But I think joy and desire lead us right into the arms of mindfulness and provide clarity as well. I might even argue that joy is the purpose of practicing mindfulness, and desire moves us forward. Joy is that feeling of happiness and delight that arises from within. There are countless things that can bring us joy, to put it lightly. It might sound cliche, but whatever brings you genuine joy is worth having in your life. And of course, what doesn't bring you joy is not worth having in your life. Sure, some things might make us feel content or glad, but true joy exists in a state of suspended judgment while we're fully immersed in the moment. Desire is such an interesting thing as well. It's a feeling that's been with us as humans for tens of thousands of years. When it's understood and harnessed skillfully, it can be a great catalyst for mindfulness and manifesting. It is the driving force behind our intentions, aspirations, goals, and actions. When we experience moments of joy, whether through simple pleasures or profound connections or whatever else, we become fully immersed in the richness of life. Joy nourishes our practice by fostering gratitude, appreciation, and acceptance of the present moment, regardless of its imperfections. That's what genuine joy feels like. Desire fuels curiosity and exploration within the practice of mindfulness. As we delve deeper into our practices, our desire to understand the workings of the mind, unravel habitual patterns, and cultivate greater presence becomes a driving force for self-discovery and transformation. I call these expansion opportunities. So, it's time to be empowered. The key with joy and desire is authenticity. Many of us allow these feelings to exist by default, and there's nothing inherently wrong with that, but it's a lot more meaningful in our personal lives and our expansion opportunities and our manifesting journey when it's authentic. Lots of other people desire this specific thing, so maybe I should desire that too. That brings joy to so many. Clearly, it's something that will bring me joy as well. Again, there's absolutely nothing wrong with wanting similar things as other people, or loving the same things as others do. but it is vital that we stay true to ourselves. It is totally okay if your desires aren't the same as anyone else's. In fact, I'm confident you have desires that don't reflect anyone else's desires, because that's part of what you're on this earth in this lifetime to do, is to pursue your specific desires. It's also totally okay if what brings you joy doesn't bring anyone else joy in the same way. Again, it's part of what makes you uniquely you. And of course, it's totally okay if they are, if you love a lot of the same things that the masses love. I mean, they have mass appeal for a reason. It's fine. You'll find yourself feeling empowered by your desires when they are authentic. So it doesn't matter if you're the only one in the world that thinks this is cool, or if everyone else thinks it's cool too. As long as you are authentic, it is a good thing. If the idea of manifesting your desires doesn't bring you joy, you might not be motivated to pursue them. You might not actually want them to happen, so they never actually do, because it's not authentic. And that's where your mindfulness practice comes in. Sitting in the present moment without analyzing anything on a regular basis clears the way for your true desires and your deep joys to arise and make themselves known to you. There are obvious moments where we are overflowing with joy. What about the more subtle side of joy? What about the more subtle desires we have that will bring us joy as well? Those moments are likely hiding behind the thoughts and the patterns and the triggers that mindfulness helps us move past. The more mindful moments we cultivate, the more joy we find in the small things. Remember the importance of gratitude? It's showing up again here. As we immerse ourselves in mindfulness practices as often as we can, our true desires, our true sources of joy become way more obvious, and we fearlessly embrace them. And also, another happy side effect is that we don't seem to care so much anymore about what other people think about what brings us joy or what we think is cool or what our desires are. We just kind of accept them for what we really want in our life. And we go, hey, I want that thing and I'm going to make it happen because that's what I truly want. And then our loved ones support us, even if they don't necessarily share the same enthusiasm. And that is okay. That is what authentic joy and authentic desires are all about. They just move you forward in such a way that nobody else really needs to be involved, but having that support does feel good. So as long as your desires and your joys are helping you manifest a life of love and light, you are on the right path. So here are some quick tips for cultivating the habit of joy and pursuing desires in your life. Be sure to give at least one of these a try today to get the most out of this challenge. So the first one is an old trick, but you might not have done it before. It's uncovering your deepest why. I know it's another cliche, but just hear me out here. When you're thinking about what you want to manifest, continuously ask yourself why you desire that thing. Do this at least a dozen times per desire, seriously. The idea is to move past superficial reasons behind your desires. I want this thing. Why? So I can have this thing. Why? So I can feel this way. Why? You just keep on going until you're at the root of what your deepest why actually is. Another thing you can do that I talked about in the last mindfulness moments challenge, day 12, is letting go of attachments. Practicing non-attachment by letting go of expectations and embracing the flow of life will help you uncover your joy and uncover your desires as well. This frees you from clinging to specific outcomes and opens you up to experiencing the joy deep inside in so many unexpected ways, things that you didn't even know could bring you such happiness. So let go of those attachments. And finally, another thing that we can do to bring more joy into our lives is mindful consumption. Be very intentional about what you consume, whether that is food or media or information or whatever else, whatever you're taking in. Be very choosy. It's very easy to get distracted by all of these things, by the media, by information, by whatever else you've come across in your day-to-day life. So choose experiences and information that nourish your soul and align them with your values and your desires. And by the way, the fact that you're consuming this, presumably in a mindful way, makes me feel very good. And I want to say thank you for doing that. Thank you so much for listening. This is going to wrap up today's installment of the Mindful Moments Challenge. I'm looking forward to seeing you again tomorrow for more mindful moments. I'm Sarah Ray, your manifesting coach and crystal Reiki master. And as you go on your way today, know that I'm sending you an abundance of love, light, and inspiration. Blessed be.